feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Day 9. Babdada's elevated directions. Become the embodiment of success with all types of greatness. This is the Avyakta Murli of 31st December 1981. Double foreigners give more importance to the new year. You will constantly be able to give more importance to the new year with this greatness. Therefore, in this new year, become an embodiment of success, Siddhi Swaroop, with all types of greatness. You are the one who attains success. Your every task will be successful. Show everyone the way to attain success in a second. Celebrate such a year of success. Each task should be completely successful. Karya Siddhi. Each task should be successful. Your thought should be successful. Sankalp. Siddhi. Your thought should be successful. And your form should be that of constant embodiment of success. Siddhi Swaroop. Only then will the drums of revelation and victory be heard. Science is not always successful, but all of you are constant embodiment of success. Electricity was fluctuating a great deal that day. Will there be this type of complication in your kingdom? In your sweet home, there is no need for this. Therefore, now bring your sweet home and sweet kingdom close. That is, you should move closer to them. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 31st December 1981. The last day of the year and the new year is starting. So Baba is talking with double foreigners. Baba said, you all give more importance to the new year. And so in this new year, become the embodiment of success. Show everyone the way to attain success in a second. Success is a very poor translation of the word Siddhi. Siddhi is not success. Siddhi is something higher. The scriptures talk about Siddhis. Siddhis are mystical powers. Siddhis are mystical psychic powers. There are n numbers of Siddhis described in scriptures. And The basis of all siddhis is sankalp, thought. If you want to achieve any siddhi, the basis is thought, a sankalp. Even thought is a very poor translation of the word sankalp. Rather, there cannot be any translation in any language. The moment you try to translate any original, pure, pristine word, you murder it. So, Baba said, Siddhi Swarup. So, three things are here. First, this is a new year, and you celebrate new year with lot of joy. But now celebrate this new year with lot of greatness. So every sankalp, every thought should become successful. Every task should become successful. Every sankalp should lead to siddhi and every task should lead to siddhi. So that you become siddhi, swarup, embodiment of success. How is it possible that every sankalp becomes successful? This is a great topic for churning. And Baba wants this, that you become Siddhi Swarup, you become embodiment of success, you become somebody who leads to Sankalp Siddhi and Karya Siddhi. So we'll see these two things today. One is Sankalp Siddhi. Another is Karya Siddhi. Sankalp Siddhi means every thought leads to success. How to do this? You know, in Indian traditions, customs, ceremonials, before every puja or before every yajna, sacrificial fire, a sankalp is taken to start with, and then the procedure is started. Without sankalp, every puja, every ceremonial, every yajna, Anushthan, they call it. Everything is incomplete. So, sankalp is needed. What is sankalp? What is sankalp? Sankalp is the energy. Sankalp is the thought energy. The whole world is energy. In fact, science has proved that matter itself is an energy. So it is possible for one energy to attract another energy. So sankalp is the crystallized form of energy. It's an integrated energy. So with sankalp, you can rule over matter, or matter itself is an energy. So sankalp can attract matter. Sankalp rather is more powerful than matter. That's why you have seen so many miracles happening throughout the world. What are all those miracles? They are nothing but the playthings of sankalp. So how, what we should do, that every thought that arises in the mind, that thought which is arising in the mind, becomes successful or siddhi swarup. The same procedure we'll have to undergo. Like, suppose there is a water and a sage, a seer, a rishi takes that water, chants some mantra and throws it, and things happen. Is that water? If I do or you do, it will not happen. But if he did it, it happened. Why? It was enchanted water. The water became enchanted. The water is matter. Thought is not matter. Thought is something higher. So thought can rule over matter. I can order matter and the matter will behave in that particular manner. If I want something, it is seen that sage is sitting and he orders something and that thing comes to him. So these are all known as siddhis, and all yogic practices. There are various yogic practices to do that. Our aim is not that, but then, yes, if we can work on this, if I take one thought, any thought, and I want this thought to become successful, what should I do? That will become a sankalp siddhi. So what should be done with this thought? What else? First of all, what is needed is create a sankalp. First of all, create a powerful sankalp. Create a sankalp. A very powerful sankalp. Sankalp can be an oath, a pledge, a powerful, determined thought, a resolution. Because everything depends on thought. First, the transformation happens here, and then it is materialized. So create a very, very strong, very powerful sankalp. That could be anything. If you, Baba is constantly saying, check and change, check and change, check and change. You check something, you find this is imperfect, and now you want to change it. Now you have to create a sankalp for change. You are eating a particular type of food, and now you want to change this food pattern, this food habit. You will have to create a sankalp. So thought is needed, first of all. A thought is needed. For example, another simple example, create a food window. 24 hours you have. It's not that you eat all the time. Create a food window. I will be eating only this time. For example, Jains. They don't eat after sunset. So you can take this as an experiment. For 15 days, finish your dinner by 6 p.m. And after 6 p.m., no food, no water. Nothing. Till next day. 12 hours or 14 hours or 16 hours or 18 hours. There are many people in the world who do every day 18-hour fasting. Their window period of eating is just 6 hours. From 12 noon to 6 p.m. Whatever you want to eat, eat between this period. After that, nothing. No food, no water. This is such a beautiful concept. This is known as intermittent fasting. What it is doing? It is doing something miraculous in the body. Not just in the body, but in the thought world. It is creating sankalpa shakti. It is creating, generating, and empowering you. Because the moment it is 6 p.m., Jains, you know, they don't even look at food after 6 p.m. No question of thinking. They just don't even look, don't think, nothing. It's gone. Now next day. After sunset. So this can be taken as a practice and see what happens. But this is just a thought. Thought is not merely everything. So first is create a thought. What thought? Thought of some change. I want to change my food pattern. One thought. Second thought could be relationships or speech. Somebody is speaking whole day. Create a silence window. From this time to this time, I will not speak. There are many people in the world, in the BK family itself. They don't speak till 8 a.m. They speak only after 8 a.m. So speaking window or silence window. Keep a silence window. After this time, we will not speak. That's it. This is a sadhana. This can be done very easily. If you want to use, you can use sign language. If at all. But actual silence means silence, nothing. Aryamon. Aryamon means where you don't use even silence language. You remain in that silence. And that fills you with power. You know, in Maharashtra, there was one person, Meher Baba. There's one place, Meherabad. So he went in silence in 1924. And he was in silence till 1969, till his death. On 31st January. Every time he thought of breaking his silence and there was a public announcement that on this day he is going to break his silence. But the moment that that date came closer, he always postponed it. Because the nectar, the bliss, the happiness, the joy of silence is so profound, so deep, so abysmal that speech appears a trivial thing. Speech is so trivial before the vastness of silence. So first is create a sankalp. Now, next step. Keep on thinking about it. Think of it, dream of it. Keep on thinking that I have already achieved it. For example, somebody is addicted to smoking. Now create a thought. He creates a thought. I want to quit smoking. But creating thought alone is not enough. Now you have to think about it. What are the benefits? If I quit smoking, and what are the disadvantages of smoking? What are the disadvantages of my present habit? What are the disadvantages of my present food habits? Stomach is always heavy. There is a sweetness in the emptiness of stomach. There is a sweetness in the emptiness of stomach. Rumi, that's a poem by Rumi, a Sufi poet. Anything, it could be food, it could be clothes, it could be resistance to temperature, anything. This is all psychological here. I feel I am feeling too much cold and I feel cold. I reject it. I have no cold and the cold is gone. It's all happening here in the mind. I sit and my legs are paining. I want to get up from yoga. It is not pain, it is the inner restlessness that wakes you from yoga. I feel somebody is biting me and I am sure it is mosquito. But I open my eyes and see there is no mosquito. See, it's a mental mosquito that is biting the inner consciousness. So think of it, dream of it, visualize it. Visualize it is happening. If there is some seva in the center in the evening, some big program, some guests are coming. See that it is already happening. See that you are already, the program is already successful. Just as sportsmen do. What do they do? Runners, sportsmen, cricket player, boxers, wrestling champions. They see that they are already successful. Gymnasts, they see that they are already performing on the bar. Right, up, twist. Flip, twist again, flip, twist. They see in their mental eyes, taken hold of the bar, flip, flip, they flipped. Jump in the air, twist, 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 jump, twist, flip, flip, land. And the marks are given to proper landing. If you land and you fall down, your marks are cut. So everything is created here in the mind. A gymnast is sitting and he imagines everything. This, this, this. A boxer sits and imagine, I will punch him this way. And he will punch me here, then I will punch him there. So he creates a mental picture, a mental movie, a visualization. Everything is created beforehand. Now even the competition has yet not come. But everything is created in the mind already. And he's already a winner. So create a powerful thought, then think of it, then dream of it, and then visualize it. And not just visualize, colorize it. Fill colors in that visualization. That is the second step. Third step, repetition. Third step is repetition. Keep on repeating it. Again and again, again and again, again and again. See it, think of it, dream of it. Let every nerve, let every muscle, everything, let the thought become blood in your veins. Let the thought, let the sankalp, then only the sankalp will lead to siddhi. Keep on repeating it again and again. You know, there was one disciple, there was one Buddhist in 6th century, Bodhidharma. The religion of Buddhism died out in India after some time. And this man, Bodhidharma, thought, let me take this Bodhi religion of Buddha to other countries. And he went to China. In China, he was not welcomed. Rather, villagers revolted. They said, you go away, we don't want you. And they drove him out from the village. And there was a famine. There was some pandemic there, or something, some disease or something happened. And he helped them. And then gradually they accepted. But this man was not just a man who had a compassion and religion in his heart. He was also a martial art trainer. There was an attack by army. And he is a sannyasi, he is a sadhu. But he showed all his skill of fighting. And the villagers were awestruck. What man this is? He alone defeated an entire group of enemy with his skills. And then he started training those small children how to do self-defense. And this is how martial arts was born. And this is how Shaolin monks were created. First you try to protect yourself. First you become very strong yourself. And this all process again starts with sankalp. You repeat till you become perfect. There is no stopping. There is no waiting. Just keep on doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. So what is needed is creating a thought, then thinking of it, dreaming of it, visualizing it, colorizing it, creating a mental movie, and then keep on repeating it. And then plan how to implement it. After planning, then implement it, exact implementation. And then you find what are the practical difficulties. And then analyze it. Sit and analyze. This was the thought, this was the plan, this was the oath. We had come to Madhuban, we had taken an oath. And we went to our place with planning. We implemented it, but we failed. For example, Amrit Vela. It is inconsistent. Somebody is waking up at 3 o'clock, someday is waking up at 3:30. Somebody quarter to 4, somebody sometime 5 o'clock. Sometimes absolute coma. No waking up. So it is absolutely inconsistent. So first of all, don't create an extreme thoughts or planning. Create a very practical, pragmatic, feasible planning. That okay, I'll get up at 3:45, quarter to 4. That's it. But now keep every day get up only at that particular time. At 3:45 only. Don't create the thought of getting up at 2 o'clock. That might work for 3 days. That's it. Not more than that. Just wake up at when you are not waking up. When there is no consistency. First make it constant. This much only I'll do. Same in food. Don't create a thought that I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll give up. Start giving up small things at one time. For seven, you can do one experiment. For 7 days, no sugar. See what happens. For next 7 days, no salt. See what happens. Next 7 days, no oil. See what happens. This is a thought. And there would be victory of thought once you do it. Just see what happens. No jaggery for 1 week. This is very simple. I can immediately do it. But when you do it, the temptation will come. Somebody will give you some laddu of jaggery and sesame. So and you would be tempted. But then you will have to give it up because you are already, there is a thought and you are bound to that thought. So simple experiments, jaggery, oil, ghee, sugar, salt, grains, breakfast. There is a book in English, The No Breakfast Plan. What you have done at night that you need a breakfast? Have you done some great efforts? The stomach was sleeping at night and rest. And immediately you get up and you have a huge breakfast. It infects a stupidity to have breakfast. No breakfast plan. There is a book in English. And the author has said so well in that. Given many examples. Give up breakfast. No need. This is just a luxury. This is just inviting diseases. If you want, you can have just liquids, juices, that's it. Not more than that. So this is, again, analyze. And suppose 7 days you did it, but you failed once. So, even find out. Analyze. Check, change, check, change, check, change, check, change, check, change. Check it and change it. Check it and change it. Now you are first time finding out your difficulty. First time you got to know, oh, this is the craving. This is the urges. You understand? Analyze and then again check. Again plan, make a new planning now. again implementation. So this process goes on, and every time you discover something new about yourself, which you never knew before. So Baba is saying, Sankalp Siddhi, Karya Siddhi, and you become Siddhi Swarup. This is what you have to do in the new year. Take up one thought, think of it, dream of it, take up a new idea, take up some new sankalps, take up a new plan, take up a new oath, take up a new pledge. Take up a new imperfection which is within you, a new weakness, a new flaw, a new defect, which you have recently discovered, found out. You have that defect, that flaw, that imperfection, that failing in front of you. And now, create a thought, visualize it, think of it, dream of it, pros and cons, benefits and advantages and disadvantages. Then go ahead. For example, obesity. People don't lose their weight and they are so unhappy. So that is also a thought. What is the method for weight loss? Sankalp. That is the method for weight loss. Not this food or that food. It is thought. Even so, so many psychological diseases, they are here. They are not in the body. They are here. All psychosomatic illnesses. Create a thought. Visualize it, repeat it, plan, implement. After implementation, analyze. And analysis, you find something new. Again, new plan, new implementation. Again, the same process. So this is how a sankalp, this is how a thought, this is how sankalp siddhi happens. Om Shanti.